can't speak. You can't hear me.
Hello, Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show here today. Happy to be with you. Sorry having a bit of microphone difficulty this morning, but no problems there. Of course, we are here in the great state of Michigan on this beautiful Thursday morning. Pleasant drive into the studio this morning. Always nice to put on the microphones, or the microphones, pardon me, put on the headphones and slide on up to the microphone that has been occupied by our friend Steve Gruber. Of course, you can find all your Steve Gruber wants and needs on social media. We are at Steve Gruber Show on Facebook and Twitter. And of course, you can visit the website, www.stevegruber.com. But we're going to start today by, of course, doing the thing that Steve does every day for all of us, listing the three big things that we need to know. Number one, Governor Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, sending Florida law enforcement to the southern border. That's right. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the governor of Texas is, well, taking it upon himself to begin, resume building Texas's own border wall. Reports are that there's going to be a $250 million, quote-unquote, down payment from the Texas governor. He's going to be accepting donations from folks across the country. Interesting to see how that's going to play out. But, like we said, Governor DeSantis has pledged to send aid, if you will. He is quoted as saying, "We're here to announce that the state of Florida is answering the call. Florida is going to support Texas and Arizona. We believe that securing the southern border is important for our country, but specifically, we believe it will benefit the people of Florida to be able to get this under control. Where the federal government has failed, the states are stepping up and doing our best to fill the void." Very interesting. This all coming as Vice President Harris, supposedly supposed to be in charge of our nation's border response, as we're hitting a 21-year record high of the amount of migrants coming across the border illegally. Just this last May, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol reported over 180,000 had crossed the southern border. Yet Vice President Harris has yet to actually visit that border. Number two, Congress approves a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Not sure if you heard about this. A wide bipartisan support, creating what would be, I believe it's the 12th federal holiday that has been created in our nation's history. Commemorates the day the last enslaved African Americans learned that they were free. Of course, that occurred in April 1865, but unfortunately, because of the times, people didn't hear about it as soon as it happened. So it took a while to get out to the state of Texas, and June 19th of 1865 was when the last of those who had been enslaved were informed of their freedom. Pretty much unanimous consent, pardon me, coming out of Congress. The Senate decreed it, did a unanimous consent resolution, and almost unanimous in the House. A few were opposed, but they had their reasons, I believe. I believe Congressman Matt Rosendale, Montana, said creating the federal holiday was an effort to celebrate identity politics. Don't really know where he's going there. I think in a day of identity politics, it's good to be cautious of what the intention behind certain things, especially something big as establishing a federal holiday, should be. However, I don't think there can be anything more patriotic and American than celebrating the freedom and independence of everyone here in this country. Number three on our list, of course, is President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. 3-hour meeting between them, from what we're told, discussed many things. And of course, I think we all saw how well the president handled himself with the press the day before, letting everybody know that he had a list of people to call on and he'll get in trouble if he didn't call on those specific people. It's like the president has a babysitter. I'm baffled. I'm at a loss for words at how we have transitioned from this position of strength to back to a position of what appears to be apologies and not taking a strong stand on the world stage. From the meeting with President Putin, we hear they discussed and that Joe Biden, President Biden, handed Vladimir Putin or discussed with Vladimir Putin a list of several targets that will be not tolerated from a Russian cyber attack. So I'm sure the Russians will be happy to comply and take swift action if that is not done. But a list of cyber attacks, places that could not be cyber attacked. It's not something I think we've heard of, but nonetheless, President Biden says meeting was productive. It sounds like the meeting was somewhat cordial, and we will see what happens from here on out. Again, I'm Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber here on The Steve Gruber Show. Happy to be with you this morning. Got a lot more coming your way. Stay with us.
Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.